Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is January 3rd. Judge is the captain. It's the new year. It's the new Yanks. It's the New York Yankees. And we're going to talk all about it. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy Jake.
Recaps galore.
Theme song.
Weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. Thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Jimmy, his name is Jake, producer BBD in the box. And It's the first episode of the year 2023. 2022 officially gone, Jake. You know, we like to do baseball season years and say, well, that's in our rear view. And now it's gone. And this is the year the Yanks win the World Series. Woohoo! Wow! We're here. How are you?
James, Davis, everyone, Happy New Year. How about it? Hope your diet's going well. Not.
I hope people's diets is going, unless it's a harm.
Unless you're happy to bail already, then I'm happy for you.
Or if it's a bad diet, like bugs only.
Eating an unhealthy diet?
Morgan Sparkman.
I'm doing all right. Excited to get into it with everyone. I mean, we did talk in baseball the other day and yucking it up just about some ball. I mean, I'll be honest, we're in the weird window, right? We're hoping for one more big trade. The Yankees had a bunch of teensy tiny signings that are they safety signings? Yes, but what does it mean? I don't know. I mean, you know, February spring training sneaks up on you. But yeah, we're kind of in a holding pattern. What else will the Yankees do? Will we get, you know, remember how blindsided we were by Donaldson IKF trade and how good that was for the team? I don't know. I'm interested to find out. And before you know it, man, I mean, big year all around. I'm getting hitched. And, like, that's right at the start, like, the fun part of spring training. So I'm going to, like, wake up and it's going to be baseball season. So wake up.
Wake up. Grab brush for a little makeup.
What are we doing? What are you looking at?
I was thinking.
You looked away from everything.
I was looking at Mike over there, yeah. Thinking he probably maybe liked that song at one point. And then also, I was thinking that we said Judge named Captain, and that's got to be the main conversation because I was ready to go to what you were talking about.
Right.
But we should talk about Judge being the captain first. It's official. We thought it would happen. We haven't done a show since it happened. We had our interviews, and those are fun. Swisher was a ball of energy. People seem to enjoy that. Yeah. But at the press conference, they confirmed what everyone knew would happen. Judge is the 16th captain in Yankees franchise history. The shop.johnboymedia.com made some, to steal Jake, you said this word recently, dope shirts. You tweeted out the word dope. I thought that was dope of you. They are cool shirts. All the captains for the New York team. This is the first time, like, I don't remember when Jeter was named captain. I do remember when Jeter was named captain, but that was, what, 2003? I was in middle school. I had just moved back to the East Coast, so I was never, like, on that grind of everyday watching because I lived in Illinois. So this is, like, a cool one for us in adult years. It's like every time something happens in Yankees world that my little kid eyes saw as, like, Santa Claus, like, Jeter as captain, I was like Santa Claus to me. It was, like, awesome and a role model and all that. Now it's still holds weight. It's still really cool. And the fact that it was unofficial, but now it's official, like, it means something while meaning nothing at all. Like, if a lot of people listen to the show that aren't Yankees fans, but you still tune in, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. This means nothing to you. What we're going to say is going to sound like fairy tale, Yankee land, gaga stuff, which it is, but I love it. And it's the fanfare that we buy into. And it does mean a lot. It means that you can't lose it. Like, people call Jeter captain for life. I call my captain for my high school team captain still. And it's going to be on his plaque if he gets a plaque. He's basically got a plaque now. You don't, has any captain not had a plaque? Probably some of the old ones.
Does Willie Randolph have a plaque?
I don't know.
It's
they love him a lot. So
they love, moms love Willie Randolph, kind of the Andy Pettit thing. No, man, it's let's peel back the layers to this glass onion, Jim. Stop talking about that movie. So there's the Yankees lore of it, right? Like, to be a Yankees captain is a thing. Like, whether you're listening to this and you're not a Yankees fan and you're kind of rolling your eyes at us, if you're a Yankees fan.
He does have a plaque, Willie.
There you go. Being the Yankees captain, and it's funny that now we live in, you know, we've been covering this since, you know, Aaron Judge's Monster 2017 season, and you know, he broke out, and he was a stud, and it was incredible. And then you start fast-forwarding, and he had a couple weird injuries, and then you're doing, like, a career timeline stuff that we eventually hit that point in, like, 2019 where it was, how good is Judge? When is he going to hit free agency, and how old is he going to be? And that became a part of his free agency, right? Like, he's been the Yankees captain since 2019. And mentally and everything they,
I think 2018, I think as soon as he had that rookie season, although CeCe and Gardner were there. So it was maybe like a little like, passing of the torch
like
captain.
They were like clear. He was
captain
next.
In waiting. In
they were kind of guiding him and seeing if 2017 was real.
Yeah.
And it kind of was. So that's where I jumped there. And then it became the Yankees is going to be a part of the contract, right? Like if you're in, then you'll get the captaincy, or if, you go to San Fran, maybe they'll name you captain. We don't care. But no, I mean, Jeter's documentary that came out was titled The Captain, right?
Am I dreaming that? You're not.
Judge is probably going to have a commercial in the next 20 years where he's wearing like a captain's hat. It's a big deal for Yankee fans. And it's like, it's a bigger deal. And I'll go down the sports part of it because I'm a sports junkie. And you know, Nestor's been everywhere the past couple weeks. He was at every sporting event he could attend. And, you know, we had some sad news in the sporting world last night with DeMar Hamlin, as that still goes on. But these guys, like, whenever you hear a player get interviewed, what do they say? They miss, I think Swisher even said it in our interview, like, you miss the trips, you miss the bus rides, and we miss that. You mentioned your old hockey captain. You still call him captain. If I link up with some dudes from our, you know, JV baseball team, we tell the same stories over and over because you remember that time that they were screwing around and you hid something in the bubble gum and something happened. These guys are still living that out. Like, they grow up and they have, like, really cool lives and cars and cool homes and stuff like that. But they're still on the road with them, and they, for, what is baseball now? February through October, if you're doing it right. That's what, 8 months?
Yeah.
Math pod. That these guys are still living that out. And they look at Judge as the captain that you kind of looked at on your sports team. Sure, some stuff changes.
Yeah.
You know,
Judge. Same way Kid Elberfeld was looked at.
Judge isn't demanding win sprints after a bad loss, but like he's been the dude. He faces the media. And he's, I mean,
IKF will do them though.
What's that? Oh, IKF would do the sprints.
Yeah. Judge, you need me to do those sprints? Never said anything about sprints.
Oh man. We're good.
Just trying to get better.
And we appreciate that.
Who's your least favorite captain in Yankees history?
Oh, let's rank the Yankee captains.
Now, for people that don't know, once Lou Gehrig died, it became much more like of an honor. Before Lou Gehrig, I think they just always had a captain, and there was a lot of 1800s, early 1900s captains.
Well, there was a period in baseball where it was like foreign sports that are like, the captain's one that makes the pitch. You needed a captain
to make the decisions on the field. And And then that Thurman became captain once Gehrig, after Gehrig, there was a long gap. So no one's going to have it. And then they said, well, if anyone's going to have it, it's Thurman. And that kind of opened it back up. And then they were trying to just, like, have one. Like, it seems like it should have went Thurman to Mattingly, and that's kind of how we picture it in our brains. But they were searching. They got Nettles, Randolph, Guidry, who are good Yankees and good leaders. But can I tell you a little bit about Kid Eberfeld?
Yeah. Because the second Yankee captain.
Second Yankee captain, Kid Eberfeld. I mean, this is how his bio opens. Kid Eberfeld called the dirtiest, scrappiest, most pestiferious, most rancorous, most rambunctious ball player that ever stood on spikes. For his vicious arguments on the diamond, patterned his combative style after that of his favorite team, the Baltimore Orioles of the mid-1890s. He grew up loving that team. He believed that an umpire should be kept in his place. And now, what happened behind an arbiter's back was none of his business. But when he did keep his volatile temper in check, he was a hell of a ball player. So that's Captain Kid Eberfeld. And he's my favorite Yankee captain of all time.
Kid Eberfeld is your 1-1 Yankee captain.
Though he only stood at 5'7", 158, fearless turning double play. Not surprisingly, he was frequently spiked. So by 1907, he wore a whalebone shin guard on his leg for protection. This guy sucked. I mean, everyone.
Hey.
Everyone hated this guy. Picture a guy
whalebone
that
shin guard
you hated, and it was Kid Eberfeld. Come on, man. How did he get captain?
He built this franchise.
He named himself captain. There's no way around that. I'm the captain of this ball club.
Yeah, but it was kind of cool when he did it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I am the captain. Happy for Judgy. It's nice, right?
It's nice. He did say in his press conference that he was, like, shocked. He had some dumb quote. Judge, love you. Come on the show. Subscribe. Yeah. Like, rate, review. Thanks, Judge. Appreciate that. Imagine. Wow.
I'm happy his wife Sam will be back, my friend.
Yes.
Close friend.
Yes. But he said, like, I was just stunned when Hal said it. And it's like, no, you.
No.
Yeah, I had to know.
He does a lot of that in the interview. I mean, that was so That's funny when it was happening.
Yeah. I hope now that he has the long contract and captaincy, some of this, like, faux humbleness kind of gets washed away. Because he's humble and gracious, but he goes one step too far where I'm like, now you're just lying to everyone. You were not stunned.
He does it just to sweep it under the rug and keep it moving, which he'll probably keep doing because I think he likes that and I think the Yankees like that. But yeah, hilarious 30 minutes in the office. Yes is doing the announcement ceremony, and are they gonna name him right now? Are they doing it now? And it's like Jeter.
They save it if it's spring training.
I don't know. Jeter and Randolph are here, which that feels odd for a normal signing. he's the captain now. He's the captain now. You seen that?
I seen that. Captain Phillips. Good movie.
Tom Hanks. You love Tom Hanks.
Good guy, yeah. He wrote
He's your 1-1.
No. He's my wife's 1-1. Tom Hanks has a chance to be a 1-1. I'd have to really give it some thought.
See?
But he does. So the most, the least deserving plaque, you were saying.
I didn't say those words. I don't think I've said that sentence in my life.
I thought you had it as a toss-up between Allie Reynolds.
Don't.
And Ed Barrow.
Don't. I didn't realize.
I mean, they take Ed Barrow's plaque away from Monument Park. Do they lose any ticket sales?
That's not how it should be measured, Jim.
Cashman's keeping that around.
How can you know
GM
where you're going if you forget where you're from? Judge is the 8th Yankees captain since 1926. That's kind of cool, man. The amount of people. How many people have been on Earth since 1926? We hit the 8 billion mark the other day. You see that?
I mean, but they're not
but
even
that doesn't
everyone
count people
in
who died.
Yeah.
It's just how many total people
are current present
have come through.
A lot. I can't figure it out.
Okay.
You've stumped me.
Someone run the numbers on that. Leave it in the comments below.
I mean, Ed Barrow, what the fuck?
Okay. Know what Ed Barrow probably needed? Some athletic greens.
Well, he did, because his nickname to his friends was Uncle Egbert, which is the nickname of an unhealthy man.
That's an unhealthy nickname.
That's an unhealthy guy. You got an Uncle Egg?
Yeah.
Egbert, E-G-B-E-R-T. This guy could have used some athletic greens.
Mm.
Then his plaque maybe would be deserved. So what is this stuff? Ed Barrow's daughter, who's 98.
Daughter's daughter.
Who's listening.
Yeah.
What is this stuff? He would have deserved his plaque if he had it. Yeah. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy recovery, your focus, and your aging. Something that did catch up to Ed, died at 85. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, or artificial anything. While it's still tasting good. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/yanks. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/yanks. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Speaking about pickups, the Yankees picked some guys up and then they said goodbye to some guys. Let's say goodbye to Lidke first.
Yeah, it's deserved.
I mean, now everybody knows Lidke wasn't out there in save opportunities. Well, he wasn't.
2 saves last year.
Yeah, but he wasn't, you know. Not a celebrated holds guy, if you're. But they gave him a role on the team, and for 2 years, he pitched really well in that role, and his role was kind of changing last year. Like, at some points, he was a 3-inning guy. Lukewarm Lidke, he loved lukewarm situations for pressure. Was that it was? Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't want him in the highest leverage spots, medium but his leverage. Numbers were kind of bad if you threw him out there when nothing mattered.
Medium leverage Lidke.
Yeah, there's some jerk fans that are like, this guy doesn't deserve a goodbye.
A 3-4 run game and Lucas Lidke.
To those, I say,
Mariano.
Boo, those guys. This guy deserves a goodbye. He's out of MLB for 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, those 4 years.
Again, 2020.
And 2020, right? Yeah.
5 years.
But the Yankees had their eye on him that whole time.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, because he came in.
Yankees had a Google sheet called minor league spin rate, and then they just clicked sort by top, and Lidke was up there, and they're like, I've got our eye on this guy.
The guy's unavailable.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah, player 73 out of Seattle's system.
107 games. That's a lot.
It is. I tweeted out his stats. It was 107 at like a 2.70 ERA.
2.71 ERA.
Over 2 years, yeah.
31 games finished. It's nice.
Means nothing.
It's nice. But no, I mean, 129 innings to the tune of a 138 strikeout. So more than a strikeout per inning. He basically gave you like an amazing starting pitcher season out of the bullpen for 2 years. So no, Lidke was incredible. He did fill the role perfectly. We were wondering if he was going to survive at some point. And I think the better news for him, because I think we all, you always have a Yankee snob moment where it's like, oh, Lucas Lidke, they DFA him. Is he going to end up in Cincinnati? Is he going to end up with the Rockies? Like, where's Lidke going to end up? He's going to the Atlanta Braves, who won a World Series recently, and they're still really good. So, good for Lucas Lidke. Yeah, best of luck. And he was, you know, to be selfish for a second, he mixed it up with talking Yanks, and whenever we saw him, he gave a, yes, how you guys doing and stuff.
He nodded.
And I think, let's be honest.
Didn't we make a joke about Cole together?
Maybe.
When we were in the dugout? Yeah, he laughed about something.
I know our social team had a lot of fun that he was childhood friends with Emmanuel Sanders, and yes, that was cool. And let's be real honest for a second. There were some funny images where the Yankees showed up at like a Nets game And Licky's kind of bald head stuck out a little bit.
Firefighter mustache.
Looks kind of different from everyone else.
Did they have a whole firefighter phase? Was that this year?
Yeah, that was Matt Carpenter, Litke.
Was he the only true firefighter?
No.
And Canely was a
Greg
cop?
Weissert was a cop. Yeah.
Dirty he cop. Took over the mic for
no,
the cop.
No, he's just...
Trying to be a dirty cop.
And they're like, dude,
he'd love
this
to
is
be
not,
involved in one
like, you're
scandal.
Not, you're not cut out for this, Weissert. Like, you have a great wife and a good life. This is like, stay away, Weissert. You're not a dirty cop.
He's giving him the speech from Barry. Don't come on this.
Yeah. He rubbed his hands.
You know, I watched Barry?
All three seasons?
Yeah.
I watched season three, so I haven't.
It's a good show.
Only one player spent every day on the active roster the last two full seasons. COVID helped, but it was Lucas Licky. No COVID absences, no IL stints, no options.
I mean, he played through some. We should get Licky on here and say, what did you play through? Because he was so scared of going on the IL.
Couldn't.
And then being out of league.
Couldn't.
Like, if he could pitch through it, he had to.
Should I DM him right now? Yeah. Dude, you must have pitched through some shit.
What was your worst injury the past 2 years?
You just could.
Did you follow me?
Is he going to grow a beard?
I'll message him.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's sad to see you go.
Not for nothing, but for...
Are you going to grow a beard?
For a guy who, they DFA'd him and traded him. They got a lot for that kind of trade. Two prospects.
From the Braves?
Yeah, one of them's a top 30 guy. Just, in the 20 range, but...
Maybe they're star.
For that kind of move, that's good value. You got something.
I hope they're
still. Hard-hitting journalism from me. I'm DMing him saying, sad to see you go. One, are you going to grow a beard or mustache life, or has mustache life stuck? Done. Two, only player to stay on the active roster last two seasons.
Last two full years.
How many injuries did you pitch through?
Thank you, Lucas. I think while we're on facial hair, we should mention quickly, Rodon did his presser the next day, and he looked fantastic.
He did. People were worried about that.
I was worried.
Jarred at first just because he's been such a beard guy. Once I warmed up to it, I was like, yeah, this does look really good.
It looked like he had a big face, so you're kind of wondering how that was going to land, but it looked good. He looked like a jock.
I like when, he was talking to, was it Curry or Ruko? Curry.
About his pitch arsenal.
Yeah. Arsenal. Rush pitch arsenal. Sound like Ed Barrow, that loser. I apologize. I don't know what he sounded like. Probably that, to be honest. And Rodon said something. He was like, yeah, well, I started to feature the curveball more, a little bit of this. I don't want to give away my secrets. And he stopped himself. It was a very honest, earnest moment of like talking to Jack and being like, hey.
Like, wait, I'm giving away all my stuff.
And I think
I still like the change up. I'll mix it in.
I think we told you guys probably when it broke and maybe after. the Cespedes BBQ guys who we're friendly with, they're very tight. With Rodon, and they were like, he's a dude. He's like a guy that happens to be a really good pitcher. I think he's going to feed off the Yankee Stadium emotions. He loves showing emotion. And he's real. Like, I don't think it's a ruffle feathers non-Yankee way, but I don't think he's your traditional kind of Yankees guy.
Him and Nestor are going to get along.
Yeah. So,
do you think he's going to start a campaign to prank Cole?
Oh,
because
him and Cole. Gardner
pranked Cole and Cole didn't like it.
No, I think it's going to be like a Cole's fascinated by him.
You don't think that like, maybe Rodon's like, hey, Nestor, why don't we blah, 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 blah? And Nestor's,
think Cole looks at him like a science experiment.
Nestor's like, well, no, we do that shit to Blake. We do that to Matt Blake.
Matt Blake. Yeah. That's our guy.
That's our prank guy.
College of the Holy Cross. That's where Matt Blake went.
Stats.
Yeah.
Data. They also, all right, so the Yankees, are we saying goodbye to anyone else? Tyone, we did that. Looking at the list. Benintendi's not coming back. He went to Chicago. I think we talked about that a little.
Yeah. We did talk about that one.
So let's say hello. Willie Calhoun. The Yankees are just shoring up left field. They got fallback options for days. Calhoun had some good years. He teammates with
Trevor Plouffe.
I was going to say Cole. No, he went to ASU, not UCLA. Sorry, get confused.
Okay.
Teammates with Rodon for a little last year.
Giants,
like three games.
I mean, minor league signing, right?
Yeah, even, minor league deal.
It's not camp infight, it's minor league deal.
I mean, with a...
There's probably an opt-out, but well, there's a chance he's playing in AAA for the Yankees, correct?
Yes, right, yeah. It's a minor league deal with a major league invite because all of those have that.
If you want the story, little guy, listed 5'8". I think he might be more in my stratosphere.
I've been thinking of Cole Calhoun.
Okay, huge.
Willie Calhoun.
Came up, was a bit of a prospect. Had some serious hitting numbers at 2018, the number 36 prospect in baseball, Willie Calhoun. He came up in 2019, the year the balls were a little juicy-loosey, and he hit a lot. You know, he kind of looked like a foundational piece for Texas. He had an 848 OPS, 21 homers in 83 games. Again, looking back at that 2019 season, Mike Tauchman, Cameron Maben, there's a little bit of funny business going on. His numbers since then haven't been as good. He had some injury stuff. Ended up San Francisco for a cup of coffee last year after finishing with Texas. He hasn't hit in a little bit. He has some exit velo numbers from past years. There's a little bit of that Yankees formula that got us excited in 2018, 2019, 2020. Those were kind of the Marcus Thames years. Don't know how much credit he deserved, and he said his whole philosophy was swing harder.
Yeah.
Which we were a little skeptical of, but it was working for a little bit. I don't know.
Basically the same as the dying wife in Signs. Swing away. That's the big thing, Signs. How he kills the aliens, right? Well, a lot of people think they're actually demons.
Spoilers. Maybe aliens are demons.
What's his name in that movie? Swing Away, Julius. I feel like it's some dumb name.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
Playing the role of Julian Love.
Merrill. Well, this guy's a baseball player. What should we name him? Merrill.
Yeah, kind of works.
Stomp.
So, I don't know. Probably not something to get too jazzy on unless he has a big spring training and the Yankees don't do anything else in left field. But he's former MLB guy that'll be with the Yanks.
Are you going to get...
Had some prospect shine not too long ago.
Are you going to get jazzed about Art Warren?
I always get jazzed about Art Warren, but that's a personal thing.
Okay.
That I'd rather not talk about.
Okay.
So,
Billy McKinney also back.
Yeah, saw that.
Huge for spring training.
Grand Slam 2018. That was a big one.
Yeah,
way to beat Billy McKinney. Traded him to Toronto, or did that where he just took off?
I believe.
Didn't he get traded?
He's been everywhere.
He's been everywhere. But
did they trade him for McBroom?
He was in the Jay Happ trade with Brandon Drury. That's how the Yankees acquired Jay Happ. They acquired him in the first place in the Chapman deal. Been part of some trades with some guys.
He has been traded 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Billy McKinney.
Ooh. So he came over from the Cubs in the Chapman. That's what he did, and then left in the Happ.
Before that, he was in another trade with a lot of MLB guys from A's to Cubs.
He's played on 6 MLB teams, which I think at this point that means teams like him.
Or just they don't want to start the clock on another guy. Who knows? But that was a fun name to see back. Ryan Weber. I decided I'm a big Weber guy this year.
You're a Weber stan this year.
He won me over big time.
Yeah. I want to see him throw a blitzball. I think he's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
He's gross.
Yep. I like Ryan Weber.
Right.
I think he's bought into this role pretty good because he keeps doing it.
Care.
Yeah. Oh. He's from St. Pete.
Oh, okay.
Weber.
So for him, it's just like a spring training convenience relationship to be with the Yankees.
So they still need to go get a left fielder. And are they going to try and get a lefty in the bullpen with Litke gone? They only have one lefty in the bullpen in Wandy Peralta?
Essentially,
Canely's their lefty guy.
And Marinaccio, if he's around. He's got the Canely. He's got a little bit of that. So, but will they go after a guy who throws with a left hand?
Maybe. I would still like Albert Abreu and Domingo Germán. Not like. It would have to make sense. They have to replace them with arms in the bullpen. But Albert Abreu and Domingo Germán have zero options. And if they break camp with the team and are on the 26-man roster in the bullpen with zero options, we know how the Yankees operate. They're handcuffed until a trade deadline or DFA. All the way in August.
They won't DFA them until it's like what they have to do.
Yeah. So if they can make some sort of move, but Germán actually, his skill set is valuable. Albert Abreu, I don't think, although they've DFA'd him twice already, so I guess they don't mind. But looking at bullpen guys when they don't have options, it's like these guys can just trap you.
Yeah, wouldn't it be surprised, and maybe if they do trade for a left fielder, if it's a left fielder and a reliever or something like that, a guy with options who could go up and down.
They move someone off the 40-man in that move.
I know you've been pushing for the Yankees to sign free agent Justin Wilson. We'll see if that happens.
No. Bless him for everything he did back in 20...
Bless him?
2015?
The first time. Yeah, I think 15 was the good year.
Yeah, bless him.
Yeah, currently, and the Yankees were in a similar position to it last year, and we'll probably deep dive this more on future episodes, but the only optionable relievers, Loaisiga, not going to happen. Trevino, not going to happen. Marinaccio, might happen.
I have something to say.
Say it. Let it out.
Where's Luis Sessa?
I think he's a Red starting pitcher.
I think I saw him on their roster resource one of these recent days.
So,
is he there? He's like part of their... Oh, my God. He's got 2 years left.
Yeah.
He's
a foundational piece to the Reds.
Three starter.
No.
And he's happy.
Good for him.
He's happy.
I thought maybe he was still in their bullpen and this was his last year before Arb. Or maybe he had just hit Arb and was like a free agent out there just kind of waiting for a job. And I was going to say, pick him up as a guy that can go back and forth, get him back in the mix, throw that slider. I like him over Abreu.
He's so happy.
He was the best cockroach the Yanks ever had. Abreu was a bad one.
I mean, maybe this is the...
Shreve was a bad one.
Maybe this is the year that Abreu becomes full cockroach.
I hope. That's what I'm worried about.
We hit this point with Albert Abreu with Sessa, and then we got proven wrong.
I know.
Maybe they're trying to cockroach us. They do need a guy with options, though. And I don't think that's Abreu's problem.
Okay, well, anyway, for people that are really confused about what we're saying, Luis Sessa didn't have options for like three seasons.
Yeah.
And we thought like this is the year he gets DFA'd, and he was just he just survived and survived and survived like a cockroach.
Last guy in that bullpen, spot start if you really needed it.
Yeah, like right now, Marinaccio's got two options, so you're going to use one of those. He'll be up and down. Lou Trevino's got two options, but he's a pro. You use those.
You really don't want to do
that. You're not going to option.
Two is because he's too good for them.
And then Loaisiga's got an option, but you don't want to use that either. So they don't have, they can't have Abreu and Germán, two optionless guys, as the last two in the bullpen. Because what happens then is Marinaccio gets sent down and Abreu gets his spots just like they did last year.
Weissert will probably be up and down for the Yankees next year.
Optionable.
Walking in with soiled hands, like, come on. I can get dirty.
You dip these in the kitchen.
It feels like, and by the way, I don't know if we want to land here, if we want to save it for next step. The left field situation, which, you know, has been looming since Rodon, right? Like, that was kind of our first thought with Rodon, which was a little rude, but we addressed that. I mean, I wonder if it's a if Kepler's in play from the Twins, and is it going to be Kepler and a reliever, your guy Caleb Teelbaar, you know,
I really don't
like
Kepler. As a fit for what the Yankees need.
There's some risk.
Yeah. Well, there's also, like, I don't want that style bat. Even at its best, I don't want that style bat.
Right.
On an upcoming episode, we're going to revisit left field, I think.
Yeah.
So, something to look out for, because, yeah, that feels pretty Yankees to... That when a trade happens, whether it's left field or if it's just for a reliever...
The only way I like Kepler is if the Twins and the Yankees just straight up swap IKF and Kepler.
I've seen Twins people saying they'd be okay with it.
Need a shortstop.
Now... I think the Twins are now like, wait, hold up. Let's see where this Carlos Correa shit takes us.
Come home, Carlos.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that's kind of everything. We got another episode later this week where we will, hopefully there's news to react to. Yeah. Or we'll do a deep dive into options and shit like that.
Or we'll prank call Ruco.
Maybe we'll apologize to Ed. I don't know. We'll think about that off air.
We'll prank call Ruco and tell him it's the ghost of Ed Yarbrough.
Barrow. That's rude, man.
I was talking Ed Yarbrough. Oh, you want to do Ed Barrow too?
The ghost of Ed Barrow would be scary as shit. And that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. See ya next time. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.